PGE has been monitoring the approaching weather systems, and I say systems because, like you said, there are a couple systems that are going to move through our service area over the next 24 hours. But we've been monitoring that approaching weather. We've been preparing our staff and our crews, and we've begun the process of mobilizing our crews, and we've actually increased the number of crews that we'll have out in the field overnight, since that's when we think the first strong impact will begin to enter into the system.
Have you gone so far as to call crews from other states or put them on standby?
We have been participating in those calls and in those conversations. We haven't secured additional out-of-state mutual assistance crews as of yet, but we're actively engaged in those conversations, and we can increase that if we need to. We did, however, increase our number of contractors that work on our system. We have an additional 100 contractors that are ready to be engaged in restoration work as early as this evening.
Okay, let's talk about what's changed for customers when it comes to A, reporting an outage, and B, finding out where the outages are. I think you've gotten a lot more mobile and online.
Yes. So we recently, within the past year, launched a new mobile website. So customers can actually report their outage at BGE.com from their mobile device or a smart device such as an iPad. They can still give us a call at the 877-778-2222 number to report an outage or a down wire, but they can also easily do it from their smart device. We also have an updated outage map, which allows customers to be able to zone in on their outage and see more information. So, for example, they could see what the cause of the outage is, how many customers are affected in their area, and if available, an estimated time of restoration.
Rachel, obviously last year, we all remember there were people without power for as long as I recall, maybe 8 or 9 days after that derecho. And a lot of that was because there was such heavy, heavy tree damage. What's been done in the years since then to hopefully prevent such widespread outages?
Sure. So BGE has certainly been actively engaged in a more aggressive vegetation management program. We've invested several million dollars in vegetation management, and that continues. So that's really increasing the amount of trimming, especially on our critical infrastructure and leading up into our substations. But we've also been having conversations with communities about ways that we can help them prepare. We're putting in new and upgraded equipment that will help with the automatic switching. So if one piece of equipment is damaged by a tree, the automatic switching can help put customers back into service temporarily rather quickly instead of having to wait until a crew comes out and makes a permanent repair.